Goodness, all of your mercy, and all of your great kindness that you have extended toward us. Father God, this morning, I want to pray this prayer that I was going to put on on Spirits Our Subject unto you. But I want to pray this prayer this morning. Brothers and sisters, I got another treat for you. I want to tell you something. Some of you, it's sad, are going around in circles. And some of you have just straight up lost. That you allowed the devil to steal from you, God has given you. Some of you, you've allowed the devil to steal your healing. Many, many, many of you have allowed the devil to steal your blessings. It's really sad. And some of you are going back in circles, and the devil done convinced you that you have lost what you have gained through Christ Jesus. So I want somebody to post up here. I don't know. Breaker is Healing Jesus Way Tedline. That's what it is. Healing Jesus Way Tedline on the Spreaker. But it's really sad. I'm really sad that you have allowed the devil to come in and steal from you. And that's why some of you don't have what you should be possessing. And it's not that God hasn't given it to you. And it's not that you got to be going and getting it over and over and over and over and over. You just allow doubt and unbelief to take it from you. I would suggest, just a suggestion, that you really work on that. That you really, really, really work on that. Because if you don't, what is supposed to be restored to you at this time from God, you're not going to get it. Because, see, I'm going to share this with you. God is a giver, right? God is always giving you, whether you believe it or not, whether you want to accept it or not, that's up to you. That is really, really, really up to you. But why should God keep giving you and you continually allow the devil to take it from you? Just bully you straight up. You see, that's what the devil tried to do to me the past 3 months. He tried to bully me. He tried to take something from me. Now, number one, you don't have to steal nothing that's freely given away. Number two, you might be thinking, well, God, why did this happen to me? In this message I got this morning, it's going to tell you why. And it's going to prayerfully break that bondage off your mind and allow you to receive from God the things that God has preordained for you from the foundations of the earth, from the foundations of the world. But you see, Satan and his crew have always been bullies. Like years ago, I used to hear Benny Hinn say, he used to say, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. The Holy Spirit won't force anything on you. But I beg to differ with that. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, and God will do whatever he has to do to get to you what has to be gotten to you to fulfill his plan and his purpose for your destiny, for your destiny. Can you prove it? Yeah. Yeah. Saul was persecuting Christians. Saul wasn't looking for no Jesus. As a matter of fact, he renounced Jesus and everything that concerned Jesus. But God had a plan and a purpose for Paul's life. And on the Damascus Road, on the road to go and take authority to persecute more Christians and bring them from Damascus back to Jerusalem, Jesus knocked Paul off his horse, knocked him blind. Paul wasn't looking for no Jesus. Paul's whole conversion came about because of the will of God, because God had ordained something for Paul to do. Now, a lot of people cannot agree with me for some reason, but everybody I've almost had a falling out with is because they wanted me to change my whatever and come under them some kind of way. But brothers and sisters, once you become converted through supernatural conversion of the Holy Spirit, there's no turning back. You don't even have to worry about backsliding, because it will not be in your will to do those things that are or anything that is displeasing to God. So what Satan has to do, and he does not care who he has to use, how he has to use them or what manner he has to use them in to bend your will. To bend your will. You see, in the Bible, it says that Satan takes you captive at his will. At his will. So his whole purpose is to bend your will and make your will come subject to his will. I've had men tell me, come under subjection to me. I'm a man. And I said, yeah, okay. Yeah, but Jesus was a man. And he had women under subjection to him, and so am I. As a matter of fact, it was so pleasing to God that the first woman that saw him, the first person that saw him after the resurrection happened to have been a woman. The first person to carry the word of God to the people in an evangelistic fashion was a woman. Remember the woman of Samaria at the well? I met a man who told me all that there was to know. Listen, don't let the devil steal from you what you have learned through this ministry. You are far in advance of the average, plain, simple Bible believer. Why? Because I purpose in my heart to teach through a Jewish method of teaching. Yeah, that's how I teach. I don't just teach. Well, anyway, I'm just telling you, don't lose what you got. Don't let anybody come along who is not advanced as you are in the Bible, in the Word, in the spiritual understanding of God, trick you into giving up what you know for what they don't know. I'm trying to get this over to you the best way that I can. I'm going to do this prayer first. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break and destroy all curses, all word curses, all curses through the utilization of objects, all curses through the utilization of psychic prayers. In the name of Jesus, I bind Satan. I bind his rulers. I bind all of his false, fake, strong men. I bind all of his false, fake rulers. And I destroy the works of his doorkeepers. And I destroy the works of his evil human spirits. And I destroy the works of all evil spirits working throughout our entire lives, livelihoods, beings, human bodies, spirits, soul, homes, schools, churches, jobs, possessions, properties, finances, old businesses and new businesses, each president, owner, board of directors, employees, employers, treasurers, customers, I destroy the works of every evil for-profiteer and non-profiteer in alignment with Lucifer, Satan, Leviathan, or Beelzebub. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of any word curses over the finances of everything I just named. In the name of Jesus, I bind, break up, and destroy all curses. I bind up Satan's spirits, all evil human spirits, to the pit until the day of judgment of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I bind up and destroy all, each and every spirit unloosed to cause hindrance and stumbling blocks to spiritual growth. I bind them up. I cast them out of the bodies that cause infirmities, sicknesses, and weaknesses. I bind them out of the bodies that cause deformities, mutations. In the name of Jesus, I bind up our souls, minds, wills, emotions, intellects. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, I ask you this morning, in your name, by your power, and through your blood, Lord God, I'm asking you this morning, loose the bondage. Loose the bondage inflicted by any witches, anybody from the occult side, the dark side, anybody using shamanistic techniques, anybody using divination, necromancy. I command those spirits to be bound. Go! I renounce every evil, hidden work right now. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, shine your light on it. Expose it right now. God, in the name of Jesus, unloose your power on spirits, unloose to bind the wills of men and women. Go! I bind the thief this morning. In the name of Jesus, I bind the killer this morning. Oh, God, I bind every spirit unloosed through the destroyer. And I bind every spirit unloosed through the devourer. Go! In the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus this morning, I bind up every spirit that has been empowered by Satan through unloving spirits, jealousy, envy, resentment, and anger. Go in the name of Jesus. I break and destroy the power of all crippling spirits. Crippler, the Lord God rebuke you. I bind up any spirits unloosed to minister and operate through the hormones. Go! Loose the hormones this morning. That includes diabetes. Go! In the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out! I bind and rebuke those spirits operating through the pancreas this morning, causing fluctuations, diabetic fluctuations. Go in the name of Jesus. Get out. Loose these bodies this morning in the name of Jesus. Go right now. Right now. Get out of the fatty tissue. Go. Get out the fatty tissue. In the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I break the power of domination, manipulation, and control unloosed on the soul this morning. Loose the souls in the name of Jesus. Go! I break the power of the soul hunter this morning. Go! You know you've been unloosed to hunt souls. Go! I break your power. I break all mind binding, mind dominating, mind manipulating spirits. Go! Get out. Loose the will. Loose the will. Father God, I ask you to dispatch holy angels. And Father God, according to the word of God, any and all witches on assignment to block, hinder, or destruct, I apply your word to them right now. Your biblically applied word to witches and witchcraft. Go! Little breath. Take a nice little breath. I bind the hidden works of darkness. I bind Ahab. Go! I bind Ataliah. Go! I bind Jezebel. Go! I bind the 400 spirits, the judgment of Elijah. Baal, I bind your works over the United States of America. Go! I render your assignments null, void, and ineffective against the men and women and the people of God. Go! Go! I command your food be withdrawn from you in the name of Jesus. Every stolen virtue, lose it and let it go. In the name of Jesus. What I was getting ready to tell you, Satan, devils, and demons don't have a playbook. They make it up as they go along. Through the utilization of familiar spirits. I said, through the utilization of familiar spirits, that one that has seven added to it, when you sin, made it eight times, however how many it came back. That's how you give up your power. That's how you give up your virtue to the enemy. That's how you give it over to the enemy. Remember, I got a message over there. I'm trying to get back to it. But you got to remember something. Satan, devils, and demons are all thieves. They have a threefold demonic evil anointing from Satan. It's actually from Lucifer through Satan. I've taught you that. He want to take you all the way back. But you see, that's why God put those flaming swords in front of the Garden of Eden, so that God did not want man in that state back in the garden. He unloosed flaming swords so that they could not get back in and live in that sinful way forever. But Satan said, okay, they can't get back in that way. Lucifer said, I'll become Satan, but I will get him. I will. And then God sent Jesus and said, you won't. And then Jesus defeated the devil on your behalf. He paid for your ransom where you had been taken captive. He paid for that. If he paid for it, why would you turn around and give it back to him? Why do you do that? It's amazing that you would even allow him to steal from you. No, let's give it to him. Why would you allow him to beat your self-esteem down that you have to have a false self-esteem? Why would you allow him to steal your love from you that's automatically supposed to go to God? Why you keep doing that? Why do you keep doing it? The devil can't go against your will. Do you know that? Jesus said, I came to do the will of my Father. The devil cannot go against your will, but he can trick you into relinquishing your will to his will. And then what happens? He counterfeits everything of God. Then the will of the devil is done on earth. The earth don't belong to the devil. The earth does not belong to the devil. You know what? I'm going to keep talking about this till the person is ready to tell you their own testimony. I'll do that tomorrow. I got the spirits I sent unto you straight now. Remember, my network was corrupted. That's all. But I'm gonna just show you as a small example of the goodness of God. And it's a true story. It is a true story. A child of God called at 9 years old. A family that operates on the dark side saw the virtue. They saw the glory on that 9 year old. And they unloosed the love potion, witchcraft, on the 9 year old to marry into their family. Because these people function by occult power. They're power corruptors, power stealers. And the funny thing sometimes is they don't have nothing. They don't have nothing but a sicko, sadistic desire for, well, actually what they experience is temporary sensual pleasure, like sex, or, and it's usually perverted because they're the ones that drawing back on a whole lot of stuff like Masonic stuff and others. But anyway, this child grows up, and this child has many, many bad things. But because God's hand is on this child, because this child, who they saw the virtue on in and on in the beginning, is the one, excuse me, that God has raised up to deliver their whole generation, their whole family line. And so that's why they wanted, that's why it would have been Lucifer who identified the anointing. And put the assignment, put the hit out on the 9 year old. So the 9 year old always grows up something inside of this 9 year old is happened to be a female, that she never, ever, no matter what would happen, she would always go back to God. God would always be central in her life. So after numerous bad things, even although some bad things are going to be used in the preparation process of God for this person's life. So a day came up, let's say they 40-ish. When they were 40-ish. And there was a preacher in a town. And this preacher, who happened to be a worship leader, builds this house. By any stretch of the imagination, it's elaborate. It's elaborate. Now, this 9 year old been through homelessness, been through bankruptcy, everything. But the 9 year old, which is now 40 something, wanted a house. Now, they had lost in all this assignment, bad assignment from Satan. They had lost, or I don't know if the word lost is the right word, but they had two husbands. Remember I told you about the family when the person was 9? Well, they had the 9-year-old marry their brother. And they did witchcraft all through the... They were married, you know, I don't know how long, 20 years, 10 years, I don't know. But anyway, They lost that house, and then they lost another house. So you see, when God's hand is on people, they develop God's taste, God's everything. And they don't settle for mediocrity too much. Because God is, even although bad things appear to be happening to this person, their life is hid in Christ. So God is directing them. So deliverance time came. Okay? Deliverance time came. And God started delivering them. The clouds start rolling back, rolling away. They began to see the light. All the time, God had this worship minister here build his house. I mean, elaborate. It's a mini mansion, really. So God got a mini mansion built by a preacher. God has his anointed get delivered, follow a word of God. The word say, go get your house. Time to go get your house. Now, this is how God does it. God got a preacher who built a mansion, who it's time for them to leave the place where they are. And so they're going to need another mansion equal to or greater than the one they built. But they didn't know that when they built that one from the ground, they were building it for this child of God that has suffered and suffered and suffered. And then God was going to take everything this child of God liked in the first two houses that they lost. And they're in this house. And more. So here's the need. The preacher needs to sell the house. The child of God needs a house. God had already ordained for the preacher to build a house in the exact manner that the person who needed the house wanted a house. And then God used a spirit-filled realtor to bring them to the house and do the paperwork. And then God used a spirit-filled mortgage guy and a spirit-owned mortgage money. So God brought the preacher, the buyer, the spirit-filled preacher, spirit-filled buyer, spirit-filled realtor, spirit-filled money lender. And God did the deal. Yay! That's the way God does it. That's the way God does it. It was done the same time God placed the stars in the sky. It was done the same place that the buyer was crying. He saw the first tears. He saw the second tears. But you know, in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, it says, when you overcome, when you make heaven, what is a heaven on earth? No more tears. God is a God. This is some of what I was going to say in that writing. God is a God of multiplication. God is also the God or God of connections. Connections. Spirit-filled preacher. Spirit-filled servant. Spirit-filled realtor. Now look at the way it works. The sufferer, the last shall be first. The sufferer was the one that had the money. The sufferer was the one that had the resources to get the money. God held back the money until the preacher who needed the money to move and buy another mansion and build it for another one of his children. Whoa, are you hearing me this morning? God is a God of connections, but the first connection got to be your reconnect with him. And your reconnect with him got to be built on the trust that God has allowed you to build in him. The faith that God has taken you through and brought you over and built your faith up to that point where now he can trust you to put you, glory be to God, with his servant, his preacher that he had already ordained to build that house that he knew he could trust. God trusts the preacher. God trusts the servant that he gave the money and the resources. And then look at what happened. The preacher got the believer with the resources got the money to pay the preacher. The preacher paid the realtor. And not only did the preacher and the realtor get paid, but it was a spirit-filled title company that did the deal. The title company got paid. The broker got paid. Are you seeing how God works? And then when you look at the bottom of that thing, the believer, who the world had counted last, became first and was the core and the catalyst that brought the money, the resources to everybody. Yay! The homeowner. I forgot to tell you though. The mansion that the preacher built had always had worshipers there. The whole house was built for God. The whole house was built to contain God's glory. The whole house built by God's man caused the whole neighborhood and development to be blessed. I hope you can see this. Allow anybody to steal what God has built up in you. And the other thing, some of you all better learn what a covering is. A covering covers you. God places a covering in place to spiritually bring this whole thing together. And that covering was this ministry. God has some highly anointed people in this ministry. And Satan trying to tear you down. I don't care what he do. He ain't going to tear me down. I'm going to make heaven. And I'm going to live in heaven on earth. I might have to take a few bullets. I might have to duck a few bullets. But at one point, God is going to make you bulletproof. I can assure you of that. Why? Because the Bible says his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's why I tell you, you pray anything other than that for me, and if it's negative and bad, woe be unto you. All that negative stuff going to bounce right back to where it came from. And you know what? It ain't going to be long either. Some of you are in bondage right now. Some of you are under curses right now. They ain't come from the devil. They came from evil Christians. They came from self-serving, self-seeking, supposed to be Christian. And if you haven't identified them yet, it is in your best interest to identify them and break what they tried to put on you. And see, they tried to call themselves going to use me. You see, I know I'm born from above. Well, what you mean, Erica? You just like you're supposed to be. We supposed to be born again. We supposed to be born again, not of the flesh, but of the Spirit of God. And where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of God is, there is multiplication. Where the Spirit of God is, there is righteousness. Where the Spirit of God is, there is peace and joy. Don't you think you need to really think about what you've given over to the enemy, what you're allowing the enemy to? The enemy isn't even supposed to rest in your presence. He flipped the script. He bring all that negative stuff, all that bad stuff into the life of the believer, and the believer think that they got to battle. The believer ain't got to do one thing but win, and let God handle it. You see, everybody ain't happy. As a matter of fact, there are more unhappy people than there are happy people. But the Lord say that the joy of the Lord is your strength. I say the Lord say that his joy is your strength. If it doesn't create, if it doesn't exist, and a believer need it, God create it. Do you hear what I'm telling you? He doesn't want it. If there's something that a believer needs and doesn't exist, God will create it. What, where is that at? He says, he'll give you witty inventions. Ain't that what it says? If there's something that a believer needs that doesn't exist, God will create it. You better take back what you done gave to the devil. And then some of you so scared of people, I can't believe it. And that's how they bully you. That's how they just dog you out. The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. But the devil say, I'm going to take your mind captive. I'm going to make you so fearful, dodo. You ain't going to never prosper in nothing. You ain't going to never have no peace. Wake up. Wake up. It's a new day for real. The lost, the last are becoming found and first. You see, God said that day was coming. God said that day was coming. I got news for you. It's here. It's now. I was trying to connect with that lady to tell her. But I'm going to tell you because God wants you to know. Some of you are in bondage to witchcraft from your fellow brethren. And when your fellow brethren bind you up, you can't breathe. You can't. God's purpose is for you to come up. The devil's purpose is for you to go down. In the Bible, Satan said it. He tried to trick Jesus. If you try to trick Jesus, he'll try to trick you and me. He said, fall down and worship me. Fall down and worship me. Fall down and worship me. Jesus say, having done all, stand. Therefore, having on the full armor of God, brothers and sisters, renounce the devil that's been stealing from you. Renounce Satan. Renounce Lucifer. Break him off your family line. Look, the page has been turned. The script has been flipped. God is trying to get to you everything he ordained for you from the beginning. And Satan's been trying to take it away from you, hinder you, and stop you from having it. The earth is the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof. and all they that dwell therein. You see, God is flipping this script. God is manifesting the hidden riches in secret places. But he's not keeping them secret to those they belong to. And I'm going to tell you the main thing I was going to teach about. I guess I put it up on the Spirits Are Subject Unto You. The title of this message is, I just went around it a different way. God desires reconnection with us. God desires communication with us. God's desire is to give us what? More of himself. But the Bible says, I'll go ahead, I can do it in a short time. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:11 and 12, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. Now I'm gonna give you this tidbit here. I'm gonna post the rest of this maybe on Spirits Are Subject. I put in the whole page, bold print, you must understand something. This thing you got to understand is the absolute truth of God. Listen to this. Post it, 8 people. Your flesh was not designed for communion nor communication with God. Did you hear me? Your flesh was not designed by God for communication with God. I'm going to tell you again. Your flesh was not designed by God for communication or communion with God. There's only one part of you that can communicate with God, and that is your spirit. You see, God's own Holy Spirit communicates with your regenerated human spirit. God, Jesus, communicates by his own spirit that lives within you now individually, yet God still operates by the power of his own Holy Spirit outside of you at the same time corporately. Did you get that? God, by his own Holy Spirit that lives within you now individually, yet still operates outside of you at the same time corporately. You must be able to understand the spiritual lordship of our God. Job 32:8 says, but there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. It is spirit to spirit, understanding with God. An understanding of God is accomplished spirit God to spirit man or spirit woman. God has not designed your flesh to communion or communicate with him. The Bible says, unless a person is born from above, it's not possible to see or know what's going on in his kingdom. Brothers and sisters, unless a person submits to God's original plan of creation, the wind hovering over the water creation, the invisible moving the visible creation, baptism into a new life creation, it's not possible to enter God's kingdom. See, when you look at a baby, it's just that, a baby, a body you can look at and touch. But what's taking shape within that baby, what's taking shape is formed within that baby by something you can't see and you can't touch. It is called the Spirit that became a living spirit. Brothers and sisters, God is a spirit. No one has ever gone up into the presence of God except the one who came down from that presence. Hallelujah. That's why the presence is so important. That's why whoever accepts and trusts the Son of God gets in on, becomes a partaker of, a sharer in everything that Jesus came to bring, life, and that abundantly. And that's why the same on the opposite, the person who avoids, doesn't believe, and distrusts the Son of God is in the dark, doesn't see life, and all they experience of God is darkness. And you know what? It's an angry darkness at that. I want to share this with you. God desires reconnection with you. God desires communion with you. God desires communication with you. God's desire is to give you more of himself. How you know? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is that light. And when Jesus is in you, you become that light. People abiding in darkness hate that light. People abiding in darkness hate you because you are that light. That's what God came in the person of his Son, Jesus. So that all men, not only would know the truth, but that would do the truth, which brings you to the light that causes God's and Jesus' deeds to be made manifest. Manifest what? That they are brought about in God. That's why God said, no man will share my glory, brothers and sisters. God has actually given us his Spirit, not the world's Spirit. You hear me? Jesus says, at that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and my Father is in me, and I and my Father are in you. That's what the overcoming is all about. You got to overcome to possess that life. You got to overcome to possess God's goodness. You got to overcome to possess and then be able to manifest God's goodness. Remember, there's a big difference between manifesting and reproducing. Reproducing is the falsehood. Reproducing is the counterfeit of the manifestation of the goodness of God, brothers and sisters. The world cannot manifest God. The world is a false reproduction of a real God. Who's good and who will make you bulletproof, who will give you the desires of your heart, as long as your heart and God's heart are one, as long as your plans and God's plans are one, God will withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly before him. Don't be tricked anymore. Don't. Satan got to take from you to create anything you want to create. He ain't got it. And his people don't have it either. But they want to bully. They want to take it from you. But I'm telling you, the page has turned. The script has been flipped. That whole armor, not just a rote memorization. When you take on that whole armor, you take on Jesus' helmet of salvation. He is the salvation. When you take on that whole armor, your feet become shod in the preparation of peace. Everywhere you step, you bring peace. What is the kingdom of God? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
I used to live like I was under attack, dropping arrows from my past. I had no hope for tomorrow. Felt so much pressure, yes, I thought I would crack. But now there's no looking back. I'm moving forward, I know. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt. Can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt. Gonna shoot me down, 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 down. Control. My soul is untouchable because you've already won me. My victory is not in this flesh and bone. It's
gotta shoot me down, 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 down.
Straight.